What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled First Impressions of Campeche. So as you guys know, I was in Merida the other day, really didn't like it. I still am gonna go back to Merida, but I took a day trip here to Campeche. Campeche is 150 miles away from Merida, but it's in a different state. It's like going from Florida to Georgia. I don't know if any of you guys know this, but Mexico does have states, kind of like how America has states. So I'm in the state of Campeche. Yes, the state of Campeche does have a capital called Campeche. So I just arrived here. I had a really good seafood meal for about $25. I ate fish tacos. I ate like an assortment of like lobster, squid, fish, crab, and octopus. Yes, I did eat octopus, and it tasted really good. So my first impressions of Campeche, where we were at, guys, of course, as you guys saw, that's the ocean right there. I think it's the Caribbean or the Gulf of Mexico or some shit like that. Probably, I think it's the Gulf of Mexico. So they have a nice ocean. This place is known as a fishing village. So this is how they're able to have all this good seafood here. It's because this initially was a fishing village. It's not known by tourists, so it's really not that popular. So you don't have gringos coming in here and fucking up the place by raising up the prices and all that shit. It's breezy, as you guys can see. I like a cool, it's not a cool breeze. You know, you guys have to understand, man, when you come from a place like Miami, South Florida, where it's hot and humid, fresh air is always, always welcome. You know, you don't want to be in a place where you have heat, humidity, and no fresh air, man. You'll be sweating like a pig and you'll be feeling horrible. So just to let you guys know, this city is a World Heritage Site from UNESCO. Campeche was founded in 1517, I believe. It was a very important city for the Spanish. In fact, this city was so valuable because they're able to export gold and spices and timber that pirates at one point were attacking the city. So the Spanish, they built these walls to protect the city from pirates. You know, these walls and that thing over there. Some of these buildings are close to 500 years old. So what I'm gonna do, guys, I'm just gonna walk around, give you a tour of the town. It's very, very colorful. I just got here like an hour or 2 hours ago. I got here, I went to a nice restaurant. This place is indeed cheaper than Merida, okay? Now, most places here close around 8 o'clock. So if you guys are into nightlife and all of that, Campeche may not be the place for you. But we're gonna walk around. Maybe there's some nightclubs or some clubs open. This place kind of reminds me a little bit of Key West in a way. It actually reminds me of where I am. You know, I love living by the beach because of the fresh breath, you know, the fresh breeze. You know, you got fresh seafood right there, man. You know, a lot of this stuff that you get in the market, it's like freshly made, you know. Well, not just freshly made, but, you know, they ended up catching it same day. So let me give you a tour of the city. As you guys can see, colorful buildings. we're gonna walk inside El Centro. This place ain't bad. Look at the colorful buildings. Green, blue. Yeah, look at that wall over there, guys. That wall could probably be close to 500 years old. This is known as the historic El Centro. This is where the conquistadors lived 500 plus years ago. Reminds me a little bit of walking down Rome for some reason. Reminds me a little bit of Rome, I don't know why. Then again, Spanish, Romans, they're pretty much the same. So over there you guys see, I don't know what that is, maybe it was a church or something. But you better believe that was part of the Spanish conquistador. God knows how many hundreds of years old that thing is. What are they doing in here? Nothing exciting. Nothing exciting. There we go. They're having a wedding, I think. Yeah, it looks like a church. Let's keep on walking. Oh, wow. They turned the church into like a concert, I guess. Yeah, guys, look at this. Probably 400 or 500 years old. Not as old as the Black Church in Brasov. You know, kind of reminds me a little bit of Brasov in a way. Man, they're all wearing masks around here, man. Everybody's fucking wearing a mask. It's unbelievable. You know, the rest of the world dropped mask mandates, yet here they're still wearing masks as if coronavirus was taken off. So like I was saying, guys, I came in here, I went to a nice restaurant, had amazing seafood, I loved it, it's so nice, it's so cheap, and this is a historic old town right here, guys. This is all historic old town, you know. Some of these buildings actually have been here for hundreds of years and they renovated them. So we're just walking down, seeing what's up. Hotel Lopez Campeche. I don't know if any of you guys ever want to come here. Hotel Lopez. I bet they have probably good prices. I bet they have good prices here. This town doesn't look expensive at all. Like I said, I had an amazing seafood meal for the equivalent of almost $30. And that even included tip. So for $30, I had fish tacos, lobster, freaking octopus, squid, French fries. I ate good. In fact, I still have some food to take home with me tonight. So, now it's not even 8 o'clock yet. So as you guys can see, it's not even 8 o'clock yet and it's pretty much a ghost town. Now, I'm sure there's a party life somewhere around here. We just don't know where it is. Oh, look, they have specialty coffee and they're open until 10 o'clock. see that? Yeah, a lot of stuff over here, guys. Like whatever this is over here, a lot of this stuff is remnants of the Spanish conquistadors, and they decided to like build around them and restore them. I'm walking around trying to see if I can find some nightlife around here. See if there's anything going on. Okay, looks like something exciting, or at least some life showing. Alright, they got like a nightclub going or a bar. The girl put on the mask when I was passing by. See, it's not the government forcing them to wear a mask. They're doing it willingly. It's beginning to rain a little bit, which is fine. Yeah, I'm just trying to think the logic behind that retarded girl. She saw me walk by her. She put on a mask. It's like, first of all, do you think the droplets are gonna fly to you, or it makes no sense, guys? I'm 100% convinced that the reason why women love Scamorona, it's because it gives them some sort of superiority over men. You know, I went to their version of 7-Eleven today called OXO. I walk in there without a mask and the girl yells at me, so I just take a mask and I put it on and I put it under my chin, and that made her shut up. You know, but this is why women love Scamorona. Gives them some sort of power over men. Plus, it allows them to versus signal how good I am. Okay, another bar we have over here. Okay, some nightlife. Some nightlife, Patronis. Oh, this is not bad, guys. Oh, look at this guy over here. So they do have some nightlife going on. It's not bad. It's not bad. Still, guys, my number one place in the world is still Brasov. Okay, I guess they have Again, this here is probably remnants of the conquistadors. Damn, it's raining. I'm really not gonna go walk in the rain, guys. Really don't feel like walking in the rain. I'm sure this rain is gonna last a couple of minutes, but I really don't feel like walking around. Overall, Campeche is not a big city. And pretty much what you guys saw here is pretty much what the whole city is, you know? So it's not like there's gonna be anything exciting somewhere else more than what we have seen here, okay? So, the weather here is a lot better than Merida, okay? I give it that, you know. If Merida had the same weather that this place has, Merida would be awesome. But unfortunately, because Merida is inland, it's hot, it's humid, there's no fresh breeze from the ocean, so... Yeah, for me, Amar Metwali, Merida overall, you know, if there's hot woman in Merida, we might be able to make it work. kind of like how we made San Cristobal work. I'm just walking back, guys. There's no need for me to stay here any longer. I'm just gonna hop in the car, go back to Merida. So, yeah, they got restaurants, they got bars. You can find a nightlife going on here. Yeah, they got a nightlife. It's probably cheap, by the way, guys. But you guys have to remember, this city is really not popular for tourists. So, that's a good thing, actually, because that means prices have not skyrocketed because there's no tourists around here. You know, not a lot of tourists know about Campeche. They know about Merida, they know about Playa del Carmen, they know about Cancun, obviously. Oh, look over there. See? You got a deli, you got a restaurant. Sushi bar and poke, they have a poke restaurant if you guys are into that. You know, this town, if somebody puts in the effort, this town might be enjoyable if somebody puts in the efforts to live here, you know. But for me, nah. Hey, hola, ¿cómo está? Another thing for you guys to keep in mind is that if you ever need like medical attention, shit like that, you can always go to Merida. Merida's pretty damn good, guys. Like I said, if it wasn't for the weather, Merida would be pretty damn good. Cantina, Corona, they probably have alcohol in there, Heineken, obviously. Yeah, this is a bar nightclub, as you can tell. Nobody under 18. So as you guys can see, man, this is pretty much, oh shit, is it raining? Damn. Oh shit. My phone is, okay, there we go. I got my phone in a waterproof case, so I'm not worried about my phone getting wet. So as you guys saw, during the day, this probably will be a great place to walk around, stuff like that. If you think of living, if you want that small, laid-back beach lifestyle, Campeche would be good for you guys. With me, Amr Metwali, I need excitement. And in all honesty, man, I need white woman, man. Latinas just ain't doing it for me. They're cute, but nah, I prefer white woman. But it's a nice place, guys. I have to admit, even though I've only been here for a freaking hour and a half, I can tell you off the bat, the weather is decent, thanks to the ocean, the Gulf of Mexico. I can tell you that the food is cheap. I know that for experience, because I ate like a king for under $30, and that included a tip. You can probably get a nice place here for maybe $400 or $500 a month. They do have a big ass mall about a mile or so away from here. So yes, they do have modern day shit around here. You know, the city may not be as well developed or as sophisticated as say Merida, but hey man, like I said, if you want medical attention, you know, there's something you need to do, just drive 150 miles, 2.5 hours, you will be in Merida for it. Yeah, you can probably make this place work, but for me, Amr Metwali, it's kind of boring, especially when at 8 o'clock, especially when everything closes down, when the sun goes down, and as you guys can see, not that many people out here to begin with. So it will be kind of boring for me. So I'm going to go back to Merida, stay there for another day or two. Then I'm going to go off to San Cristobal and do things with my girl over there that I only do with Yogi Ob's mom. So, oh look, they have the ABC LGBTQ XN MNOP flag here, guys. Global homo is all over the world, guys. I don't care if you go to a small town like this, global homo is worldwide. Is that Starbucks? At least the buildings are colorful. Overall, guys, Mexico ain't bad. I know a lot of people like to make it seem that Mexico is bad and dangerous and backwards and unsafe. It's not, really, it's not. You know, as long as you're respectable, stay where most people are. You know, you don't go looking for trouble, or you don't put yourself in dumb situations. For example, if you're driving from one major city to another, long distances, do not drive at night. You know, I can drive from here to back to Merida, even though it's you know, almost 150 miles away. That's fine, because you're going back to a city surrounded by other cities. But if you're going from one city to another city that's, you know, 400 or 500 miles away, that could be a problem. Plus, you guys have to remember, here in the Yucatan Peninsula, cartels really aren't all that active as they are up in the north, you know. Not to mention that they have active police around here. Oh, look, they have a bar. Salon Prince Colonial. Yeah, as you guys can see, it's land whales. Yeah, nothing much is going on here. And you guys have to keep in mind, man, did I come through here a couple of minutes ago? How did I get in? I think I came in through here. Oh, damn. Am I locked in the city or something? Oh, no. That's, yeah. Oh, no. I didn't come in through here. Yeah, this is where you come in. You go into the fort. Again, this is all Spanish shit, guys. Couple hundred years old. Now, how the hell did I get in here? Oh, well, I'll just keep on walking down until I find an exit or something. So, like I was saying, man, as long as you keep to yourself, you remain respectable, you don't do anything dumb, you'll be fine. And when I was coming from the state of Yucatan here, the police actually flagged me down once I entered the state of Campeche, and I told you guys, here in Mexico, the rental cars, you can tell if a car is rentable, if it's a rental car. So police know if you are a tourist or not. So the second I came into the Yucatan Peninsula, I was passing a checkpoint, they waved me down, the police waved me down, and they had one guy speaking in English. You know, they were respectable, professional. Where are you coming from? Where are you going? How long do you plan on staying here? Oh, look, there's a salon here. Salon Alameda, since 1964. So, like I said, it's a bunch of Mexicans in there. Ain't no harness. That's a bunch of... Yeah, just a bunch of old Mexican dudes. No hotties in there. So like I was saying, guys, when I was coming into the state of Campeche, where I'm at right now, police flagged me down because obviously the car is a rental car and they wanted to know who I am, what am I doing here. You know, It was a quick 2 minute. They were polite, they were professional, it was all good. So I'm really not worried about driving back to Merida at night. I'm not worried. So yeah guys, Campeche, a lot of tourists, a lot of foreigners don't know about this place, which again is a good thing, because wherever Westerners go, they tend to fuck shit up because they overpay for everything. So, you know, Westerners have a bad habit of like, oh, how much is this dinner? 100 pesos? Oh, here, have another 100 peso tip. So the Mexicans are like, shit, these Westerners are dumb enough to give us 100% tip. Why just not raise our prices to begin with? Plus, foreigners, they tend to buy a lot of property, so the property goes up in price as well. So this is why you guys out there need to go to cities where your typical dipshit normie, like TFM calls them, doesn't show up. So, Campeche, guys, it's a good place, it's not bad, but for me, Amer Mitwali, yeah, it's a little bit too boring, uninteresting, and again, no hot white woman unlike Brasov. So, yeah, you know, I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again, guys. Mexico is more of, I need to get the fuck out of America. It's more of a, Mexico really is more of a transitory place for me if I have to get out of America ASAP. But ultimately, guys, I don't see myself here in Mexico, Romania, maybe Moldova. But Mexico for me, man, you know, Mexico is a lot like Egypt, you know, it's a lot like the Egyptian people.